Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we go on to a major topic, I got to say something about one of my least favorite members of Congress, Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, of Florida. There is a piece of work. There is a piece of work. This guy is so deep into Trump. Remember, this is the guy that when Liz Cheney, number three in the House Minority Party, Republicans, voted to impeach, Gaetz takes an airplane to Wyoming to lead a rally against the number three in leadership in his own party to try to basically suck up to Trump. He has now attacked Mitch McConnell. And he goes, dangerous Mitch McConnell. Moscow Mitch is dangerous. This is from Gaetz. Now, Gaetz is also the guy, which you may remember, was asked about Trump, and he said, this is not kidding. My only regret is that I have only one life to devote to Donald Trump. This guy is so deep into the cult, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. Remember, Nathan Hale was captured by the British during the Revolutionary War, and as they were hanging him, they said, do you have any last words? And what he said was, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. Nathan Hale was a Yale man, graduated from Yale. The guy that betrayed him, the secret Tory who fingered him and got him killed, was his cousin, who was a Harvard man, a Harvard graduate. So always keep that in mind when you decide to root for whoever wins the Harvard-Yale game, which you probably will never care about, although it's the oldest rivalry in the country. So Matt Gaetz is trying to channel what? Nathan Hale, are you kidding me? I regret I have but one life to give for Donald Trump to debate this guy, Putin's concubine? Matt Gaetz. I just have to say that about Matt Gaetz. That really frosts the heck out of me whenever I hear his name. We're going to the lines. Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of quick points as I travel. I'm getting out of your zone where I will no longer be able to hear you guys anymore. So couple notes from yesterday. So the I traveled out of the zone, and I was listening to some public radio, and they were talking about masking and the advantages and the science behind it, which is really nice to hear because now that's getting out more. And then after last night on the town hall with Biden, it's just so refreshing to actually see a president that he comes off, and I don't know, from what I hear, he's always been this way. He comes off as he is just one of us, where Trump, when he was always talking, it always seemed like, you know, he was talking to his adoring public, and he was just right. Like just taking it all in. I mean, the difference is so just, it's all about us. It's what he can, what Biden can do for us. And it's going to be hard, but I really think he can be the person that can get this country kind of somewhat straightened out. Well, that's my only comment, Matt. I just wanted to let you guys know my thoughts. And you have a great day and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Excellent comments. Yeah, on the masking, and you know, Biden made that point in the town hall at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee last night. But in the masking, he and Fauci, Dr. Fauci, are recommending that people continue to wear masks for a while, even after you get vaccinated, even after you get vaccinated. And Bill Gaetz came out, and you know, Bill Gaetz is not a doctor, but he's a very smart guy. And Bill Gaetz is a guy that's put a lot of money in public health. And Bill Gaetz said that the people in the scientific establishment beginning to think that people may need a third vaccine shot for the variants. In other words, like a booster. So your first one you do right around now, you hope, or between now and the spring. Second, 3 or 4 weeks later, you wait 10 days and you're in pretty good shape. But he's saying, and I think this is beginning to be the consensus, that with the South African variant, with the English variant, the British variant, and some of the others, these are variants where the virus, it just mutates, and some mutations are beneficial to the virus, not to us, in terms of still hanging on, and they may need to give you a third booster shot. Dave, my view is that we may need booster shots every year, like we do for the flu. Every year you get a flu shot. It's a booster shot. It's a for mutations in the flu. No problem. No problem. And the science of it is clear. Wear a mask. Fauci recommends two masks. He said if you wear two masks and make sure they're firm around your nose and mouth, your chance of getting coronavirus and being exposed is reduced by more than 95%. It's flat out bat feathers crazy not to wear a mask. And that's what angers me about the Republican Party going to court to try to get the court, the Supreme Court, to stop people from wearing masks, or in the sense of getting rid of the mandate. So a lot of yahoos can go, oh, okay, I can do it. I'm free. I'm free to die. But you're not free to infect everybody else, Jack. Okay. The second thing on that frosts the heck out of me is one court up in St. Croix County, when they try to pull this, goes, hey, wait a minute. Under the law, the lame duck act that you gave yourself back in November of 2018 to basically take away the governor's powers and give them to yourself, you can do it. And you're just chicken to do it because 70% of the public wants people to wear masks. Get out of here. So then they go back and they weasel around and they finally do pass something in the legislature. And then Evers very skillfully sticks the blade in. He just issues another mandate. It's good for another 60 days. And now they got to start all over again. They are, frankly, they're a tumor. The Republican Party in this state is a Trump party. It's not a Republican party. It's a tumor on the body politic. Gerrymander is the only way in office. It's the only way that Voss can be elected. So on masks, this is the word from experts. And Biden followed that teaching last night in the town hall. Fauci says it, wear masks. We may be having him wear them for a fair amount of time. Maybe after a while, outdoors, not so much. But you go indoors, if you ever go to a concert, you know, or a really crowded bar, a crowded anything, karaoke bar, crowded restaurant, you're frankly crazy not to wear a mask. Not to wear a mask. You're crazy not to wear a mask. In Asia, they've been wearing them for years for their terrible pollution over there. No stigma to wearing a mask. I mean, it's basically, you know, you wear a hat in the wintertime when it's 20 below zero. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you're a Homo sapiens. It's a sign that you have evolved from the beasts. That's what it's a sign of. And I agree with you on Biden. I think he came across, he's a good guy. He's a very good guy, very experienced. And he's not all hung up about himself. He is not all hung up about himself. Because you had Trump. Trump was a full-blown narcissist. He was diagnosed by several leading psychiatrists as being sadomasochistic. It's an extreme form of narcissism that's like to see other people humiliated. And him built up. He wants to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral. He cannot go into anything where people are grieving or grinning, and it has to be grieving or grinning about something related to him. The lines are alive. We have to go to a break. Do not hang up. We're about to go to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back to the lines after the break.